This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime Inland Empire journalist and KVCR contributor, Cassie McDuff. We review a few of the big news stories around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Let's start out with a story that I saw early this week. The city of San Bernardino is officially out of bankruptcy, and that was a long time.
5 years, just about. In August of 2012 is when the city filed for bankruptcy on an emergency basis. Ken, the bankruptcy judge, Meredith Jury, she approved the bankruptcy exit plan a couple of months ago, but it officially took effect on June 15th. This is a milestone for the city. The city attorney, Gary Sein, said it feels as if the city has been under a cloud. It's the perception that it's not a desirable place, and he hopes that that will be lifted now that the city's officially out of bankruptcy. You know, the bad news is for creditors, some of them will get a mere one penny on the dollar of what they're owed. So it's happy in some ways, but a lot of economic stress for people who were owed money by the city.
Yeah, and okay, so bankruptcy is over, but San Bernardino still has a lot of problems. It's got this tremendous crime rate and a gang problem. It's got neighborhood decay. The downtown needs a little work. For instance, City Hall is sitting there vacant because of seismic. So with the bankruptcy gone, it lifts that cloud over the city of San Bernardino, but I don't think it's going to be growing healthy all by itself, that there's going to have to be some plan of action to get San Bernardino back on course. Does the city realize that?
Well, the city does have plans to address some of those problems, Ken. It has a program intended to address the high homicide rate based on a program that's been successful in other cities in lowering the murder rate. In addition, it's going to be hiring 30 additional police officers to bring its police force back up to strength. And also, they're going to focus on repairing streets, getting streetlights all working. Those things will all help to reduce the image of the city as kind of a rundown place. In addition, the city's charter was revised to take some of the politics out of San Bernardino government. The city attorney and city clerk will now be appointed, as in other cities, rather than directly elected, kind of a leftover of San Bernardino's founding as a strong mayor city. And among other changes, the city manager will be leaving. Mark Scott came to San Bernardino right after the December 2nd, 2015 shooting. He only intended to stay about a year. He stayed a little longer than that now, about a year and a half. He'll be leaving at the beginning of August, but he has a lot of confidence in the person he brought in as assistant city manager, Andrea Miller, who's well known to San Bernardino. She was the acting city manager when the city entered bankruptcy and was kind of hounded out of office by the virulent politics at the time. So it looks like Scott expects her to be appointed as permanent city manager, and that will help attract a top level of administrators under her.
Okay. A lot of work for San Bernardino ahead. Next, March Air Reserve Base gets a drone pilot training program. Now, is this a military drone pilot training program?
Yes, these are the drones that flew combat missions over Iraq, Afghanistan, throughout the Middle East. They're called Reapers. They're not the Predator drones. I guess it's a next generation of unmanned attack drones. These have been based out of the former George Air Force Base up in Victorville. That also brings down the pilots who operate the drones from computer consoles. And March Air Reserve Base will have a training program for these pilots. And the base commander believes that will sort of BRAC-proof the base. Now, BRAC was the Base Realignment and Closure Act that Congress used to close George Air Force Base and Norton Air Force Base and bases across the country. But with a mission like this, training drone pilots, kind of the next generation of warfare, they believe that it'll keep the base out of the target sites of Congress, and hopefully it won't be closed or downsized. In fact, the base commanders are hoping to actually expand the role of the base to an active duty rather than just a reserve base.
A new 21st century mission for March Air Reserve Base. Okay. Next, the city of Ontario is accused of racial, gender, and disability discrimination in 5 separate lawsuits.
Right. The most significant of those is the former fire chief, Floyd Clark. He's African-American. He was hired in 1986, and he said that he was the only black firefighter, and not a single black firefighter has been hired in the 30 years that he had been there. He was fired in 2016. He accuses a council member of referring to him with an inflammatory racial slur. The councilman denies it. But additionally, once the first suit was filed, 5 other employees have come forward to allege discrimination and harassment. Now, the City of Ontario says it has strong anti-discrimination, anti-harassment policies in place and a system for employees to be able to report that kind of behavior. But with 6 complaints like this, it stops looking like one individual but starts looking like a pattern.
Finally, the mayor of Fontana took part in that White House summit on infrastructure.
Right. Aquanetta Warren, she was invited back by the Trump administration. She was one of 10 mayors, 8 governors, and nearly a dozen county and tribal leaders from throughout the country. She was the only one from California. She said she also met with Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of Transportation Elaine Chao and had an opportunity to talk to them about the Inland Empire's role as a logistics hub serving the whole country. So she's hoping that this is going to bring some of that infrastructure spending that President Trump has proposed to the Inland Empire.
Did Mayor Warren say why she made it onto the list of so very few mayors that got to go?
Well, she said she doesn't know why she was chosen or how, but she did bring an element of diversity to that panel. She's an African-American woman, and she's also a Republican.
Okay, well, that might be one hint.
Oh, and there's one other thing, and that is that she's a former deputy public works director of the city of Upland, so that, you know, gives her a little bit of expertise on infrastructure.
Okay,
maybe.
Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.